Battling the dreaded poison ivy. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. If you have a yard or garden or wooded area, you may have poison ivy in there. Gary Crawford has our report on how to spot it and kill it.
With more of us outside this time of year doing gardening, yard work, hiking, camping, more of us are also exposed to that most nasty of plants.
Poison ivy!
Yes, thank the Coasters for that 50s song. Thank Mother Nature for poison ivy, a plant that can make you miserable at best and can be downright dangerous for those who are super sensitive to this plant's clear, oily sap. Therefore, if you know you've got it around your place,
you need to get rid of it, because even during the winter, after it's lost all of its leaves, you can still get poison ivy.
That's Kansas State University horticulturist Ward Upham. He says you don't need leaves to get poison ivy either. The sap can be on the stems or stay in place and active on any surface. Ward Upham says the old saying, leaves of three, let it be, absolutely true.
And what you look for is a stalk on that middle leaflet. And if you see that, then you can be pretty sure you have poison ivy.
This plant can fool you because it can take three forms depending on the place it's growing: an erect woody shrub, a woody climbing vine, or a ground cover. But Ward's advice, if you didn't plant it and it has leaves of three as described, shoot first and ask questions later. What ammunition to use? Most folks use a spray herbicide.
For example, you can use glyphosate, which is found in Roundup. Now, that's a non-selective herbicide, which means it's going to kill whatever it hits. So you need to be careful where you use it. Or triclopyr, which is found in many of the brush control products.
There are some folks who try to pull this plant up out of the ground, root and all. Effective, but risky, because personal contact with the plant is increased. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.